Kevin, how do you sum that one up?
I wouldn't call it a snatch and grab. 3D certainly had the huge percentage, or the most percentage of the ball, possession wise. But I actually felt a couple of the better chances actually fell to us in each half. They're a huge threat. Tommy's been going really, really well. You can see he's building the team here over the last couple of years, and it's as good as 3D team that I've seen. I've said that the last time before we played them, and they beat us up in Finn Park. I thought they were very good. They were solid, very, very hard to break down. But he's brought a different dynamic to their game now. They're really keeping the ball well. So that's a big result for us. It's three clean sheets in a row. We had to travel to Athlone. We were home to Dundalk, and the boys maxed themselves out Monday night against Dundalk. And people were out on their feet, and we had bodies down, and there was two people that couldn't travel down today either because of Monday night. So we were really, really light on the bench, and we dug deep, to be fair to the boys. And it's probably the first time this season we didn't make a sub, which is kind of unique in itself. And the boys really, really dug deep and put a shift in, and they deserved the 3 points in the end up.
Yes, now you mentioned there three clean sheets in a row. Of course, this tonight against the Treaty United side that were the second highest scorers in the First Division before tonight, with only Cove Ramblers getting more. On Monday night, another clean sheet against the leaders Dundalk. Is the defensive aspect of the game an area you've put added focus on?
Yeah, funnily enough, we've been doing that for a long time, but it hasn't worked out for us. But it all comes down to personnel as well. People are finding their feet. People have first time playing at this level this year. We have Connor Turish back. All those kind of things adding in. Joel Bradley's really finding his feet. Max Hutchison, all really, really playing well. Joel Thompson, unfortunately, he's gone to Ballymena now. That was a deal already agreed way back when Darren was here. But he's been superb for us, and fair play to him. He knew months ago that he was leaving, and he played every single minute like this club, like he grew up here, and it really meant something to him. So huge credit to him, and as a football club, and from myself and the staff, I want to wish him all the best in his career with Ballymena. And we have to move on and try and find a replacement for him now, which is not going to be easy. But the whole back five were superb. And again, you have to mention the young kid in nets, Corey Sheridan. He's third game in a row and three clean sheets, and again, he just looks assured for such a young kid. So really, really good, and we'll be very happy going up the road with 3 points, you know.
And after going 9 games without a victory, now all of a sudden back-to-back victories for Finn Harps, and against two of the sides in the promotion and playoff spots at the minute. So what do you think has turned for this side?
All those games that were beat, bar the one that fell away to Cove after the Dundalk game where we were beat 3-1, Cove were way, way better. We were never in the game until maybe the last 15 minutes. We created a few chances, but Cove certainly deserved to win the game. But other than that, every single game we've played since then, in that 8 or 9 run where we got loads of draws, we didn't get the wins we were on, but we were very, very close. The margins were very thin, just a from turning a point into 3 points. So and that was down to a lot of players that were out injured or suspended, and we don't have that big a squad where we can afford our key players to be out. And you can see what happens when our key players start to come back. Hopefully in this transfer window we're going to add a wee bit more quality to help out the current boys, and obviously the younger boys. So yeah, we move forward. It's only 3 points, but it's a big 3 points.
Yes, and Grady Lombotto now with 3 goals in 4 games. He's in a remarkable run of form at the minute.
Yeah, he is, and credit to him. He works his socks off, and it's the biggest credit I can give him. He puts a shift in for the team. He puts his own game to the back burner, and he puts a shift in for the team. So he deserved his goal. He deserved it last week as well. To me, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And Grady's certainly working hard at the moment.
Yes, now of course the transfer window is fast approaching. You mentioned Joel Thompson is moving on. Of course, naturally you'll be looking to replace him. Is there any other areas you're particularly looking to add to in the upcoming window?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of key areas we're looking to improve on. I'm not going to name positions at the moment, but we just need to bring in more experience, because we have so many young players. We have 5 under 18s starting tonight. And then we have so many on the bench that are, and that's something that I have to mention as well. We've four kids on the bench tonight, who will get back tomorrow morning at 3:30, 4 o'clock, and they're jumping on a bus at 8:15 to go to Longford to play for the 20s, and they love it, and they want to be part of the club, and they want to be footballers, and I think that's brilliant for us. That's the biggest thing I can think out of tonight. Yes, 3 points is brilliant, but we have young fellows that are so, they're just chomping at the bit to get into this team, and they'll do whatever it takes, coming down here tonight to fill the bench and then going back home tonight, back on a bus tomorrow and going and playing for the 20s. So that's the club's in a good place that way, and long may it last. But going back to your question about the players coming in, the players coming in have to fit exactly what we have here, attitude, work rate, and they have to complement all the young players that we have here, because that's something we don't want to move away from. It's really important we keep developing these young players and giving them a chance. I mean, and you can see tonight with Corey again, when you give somebody a chance, they normally take, do you know what I mean? And it's really, really good for all the coaches that have worked with these kids.
Yes, it certainly is. And finally then, looking ahead to the upcoming games, you've got Longford Town at home now in 7 days' time, and then you play UCD twice, once in the league, once in the cup. So what are your thoughts ahead of those upcoming games?
I'll be honest with you now, I'll be just looking at training on Monday, because we have so many people out on their feet, and there are so many people play the game tonight carrying Knox and Niggles, so we just have to assess the squad. I can't remember the last time since the season kicked off where we were able to put out the same 11 2 weeks in a row. Hopefully at some stage we will be able to do that, but it's just been such an ask with 3 games in a week. So I'll just be assessing the squad now on Monday and Tuesday. And then obviously we'll be looking at trialists coming in over the next while, and that's where we're at.